Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, performer, and mom of three with one on the way.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one. One of our sponsors for this episode is Modsy. Are you ready for a home makeover? Well, design before you buy with Modsy. It's a home design solution that uses 3D visualization to help you redesign and redecorate different rooms in your house. To start a project with Modsy, all you do is upload your measurements of the room and a few photos, and you'll get a 360-degree rendering of the space, plus two custom design recommendations based on your personal style. From there, you can work with a Modsy designer or use the Modsy 3D Style Editor to change the layout, update decor, add new furniture from popular brands, or style the room with pieces you already own. It's a fun, easy way to see your design ideas come to life and make your dream home a reality. If you're ready to try it out for yourself, go to www.modsy.com, that's M-O-D-S-Y.com, and use the code SK20 just for our listeners for 20% off your design package. The 3D renderings actually look like photographs. It's crazy. Trust me, you're gonna love it. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. I know you've been hearing us talk about FreshBooks for a while, but guys, seriously, if you're still doing invoices on your own, just saving them to your desktop, you need to check out FreshBooks. It's literally created for creatives. And that's why FreshBooks has launched an all-new version of cloud accounting software. It's been redesigned from the ground up and custom-built exactly the way that you work. So get ready for the simplest way to be more productive, organized, and most importantly, get paid quickly. The all-new FreshBooks is not only ridiculously easy to use, but it's also packed full of powerful features. You can create and send professional-looking invoices in 30 seconds or less. You can send online payments with just a couple clicks and get paid up to 4 days faster. And you can actually see when your clients have seen the invoice so that you don't have to guess whether you need to remind them or not. FreshBooks right now is offering a 30-day unrestricted trial just for our listeners. And to claim it, you just go to freshbooks.com/SK and enter Shaylee and Katie in the How Did You Hear About Us section. To check out links for all of our sponsors, you can go to shayleeandkatie.com and check out our show notes and also look at the links in our Instagram profile. Hey guys, we are so excited to talk a little bit about life updates tonight. Katie.
Yes.
How many weeks left do you have before you're expected to have your fourth child?
What's that now? Fourth, did you say? Whew, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Five weeks. Which, according to my app, is 35 days. Mm-hmm. I feel like this whole time, you'll be like, I only have blah, blah, blah weeks. Oh, 100 and something days. And you're like, weeks sound better. Mm-hmm. Until this week.
And you're like, ooh.
I'm like, 35 days.
My milk expiration date has
passed.
My due date.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I need to go look.
I don't know. It depends on your milk.
Tomorrow is September 1st, mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could very well say tomorrow, I might have a baby this month, who knows?
Anyway, so we're gonna get all of Katie's updates on this pregnancy.
And
tips. Helpful tips for back to school, because Katie has a kid in school this year.
I have a kid in public school.
She has a kid in public school. So, we've got a lot to cover. But first, we have to thank our other sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
When you're talking tips for school,
yeah,
this sponsor really, really comes in handy. Let's mm-hmm. just say they keep it all together.
Yeah, they do. It's like a productivity trap.
Trap of all your productive things.
Yeah.
Okay, so this episode is brought to you by
Trapper Keepers.
Trapper Keepers, guys.
They're, oh my gosh.
They trap your keep.
This is like, I kind of feel like a fangirl about
a
this.
A fangirl about Trapper Keepers?
About this sponsor. I'm just
you
like
had
so
a
honored.
Trapper Keeper? What brand?
I feel like I always had the 5-star.
5-star, you have to go 5-star.
I know.
If you get the other one, it's like halfway through the zipper breaks.
It's true.
Right? The Trapper Keeper can just, it's like a suitcase. You like sit on it to get everything wedged down in there and then you just.
I'm not going to lie. I've had moments where I'm like, can adults have a 5-star? Those were handy.
Those were handy.
Zip it up and nothing, you know nothing's getting out.
No, you just smash all of the papers in there. Mine was actually always like color-coded, but the other kids, Trapper Keepers, would really stress me out.
No, not me.
There was always a kid that just have like papers that get zipped up in there and it, yeah.
Do you ever decorate it with like a paint pen on the inside?
I don't think I ever wanted to ruin it because they were kind of pricey. Yeah. I think sometimes with like a whiteout pin,
whiteout.
I would like do little dots.
Totally. That's what it was.
It was whiteout. Whiteout pin. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Obligatory tags for Trapper Keepers.
Oh yeah. We're 5-star. Sorry, Trapper Keeper.
Sorry, Trapper Keeper. The brand we didn't want to like throw out a brand.
Isn't as good. Sure.
Trapper Keeper. Thanks for trapping my keep.
Nailed it. Trapper Keeper can also be a bully deterrent. I don't know. It's like a big brick.
It's like a shield.
It's a shield.
Trapper Keeper. Thanks for being my shield. Trapper Keeper, thanks for ensuring if I lose one folder, everything's gone.
That's true. That's true. All your eggs are in that basket, for sure.
Trapper Keeper, the fifth grade laptop of 1996. Actually, was it more like 98, 2002?
Yeah, probably.
Ish.
Thanks, Trapper Keeper. Wow. Okay, well, my kids do not have a Trapper Keeper.
Okay.
Maybe I should rethink that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like a phone. Once you get one, you can't ever not have one.
It's true. It's like the iPhone.
It's like the iPhone.
Trapper Keeper. It's like an iPhone.
It's like an iPhone.
Okay, so here's... I need to do some updating. First of all, before we go any further, mm-hmm. I need the listeners to know something. I'm going to get emotional.
Stop it.
I'm going to get fake emotional, even though I'm real emotional. Shaylee Murphy, my co-host... surprise me with the surprise of my life.
I'm the father.
She is the father. I have never had a surprise party before. I had a theory that I might love them.
Uh-huh.
That theory is true. Because on Callie's first day of school, which was a very emotional day for this hormonal pregnant lady who, keep in mind, was weird enough to homeschool her for kindergarten. So it was a big, weird day full of lots of pregnant tears. Came home that night and my friend Jen showed up, which she said she was in the neighborhood. Hilarious.
Right. You have to like take a gravel dead end road to get to
for get sure you. Not in anyone's neighborhood. And she said, "You're coming with me." And I said, "What?" And so I got in her car. She had a little cooler and she goes, "Do you want to look coy for the road?"
That's hilarious.
And took me to our friend Michelle's house, and I was like, what's going on? And she said, "We're just going to run in real quick. Sorry, I just need to grab something, and then we'll go on our way." And I thought, well, this seems suspicious.
Didn't she say, like, "You can wait in the car, but it's hot, so you might as well come on in."
She goes, "I don't know how long this will take, just come on in." I was like, okay. And then I opened the door, and what do I see? I see Shaylee's face, which is all...
The only thing better than getting a surprise party is throwing one.
Is always smiley, but if you picture Kristen Wiig's surprise lady with like hands in the air...
I think I was. And I made a sound that it never come out of my mouth
And
before.
Then about 10 other girls, and all of them were wearing vintage aprons. And they shouted surprise, which was very cute. And I think I cried. I tried to spin it into some jokes. But they said, "We are having a baby shower or sprinkle for you. Welcome to your sprinkle." And I don't know how they pulled this off because they had to organize it with my husband. And then I said, "Why are you wearing aprons?" And then it was a Little House on the Prairie themed baby shower. And it was very cute. And we all sat down and had old-fashioned dinner that we had to, like, pass around as you would if you were Ma and Pa sitting at the table. And we had meatloaf and sweet potatoes, and the whole thing was adorable. And they made a pie. And they got me a lot of things that I really, really needed because I gave away a lot of things.
You were done.
I wasn't planning on having another baby. But I don't know. It was very sweet and very thoughtful, and I have this crazy feeling, Shaylee. Was probably the ringleader and all of that. So, Shaylee.
There were many ringleaders.
You're the best.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get you back.
Okay.
You don't know when?
They're a surprise life party.
Life party! But it was very sweet, and I kept saying, I've dreamed of friendships like this.
Aww.
And I really kind of, I don't know. I mean it because
was fun.
I was one of the, first people I knew to have a kid. And I remember at the time being like, who else has one? What can I do? I'm a stay-at-home mom with no stay-at-home mom friends. And it was like kind of a lonely season until I eventually found people with kids. But now it seems like, I don't know. I just feel rich with friendships, and I'm very grateful. Aww.
Now you're the wise friend that all of us are like, what do we do, Katie?
Literally. Well, 7 years ago, this is what I did.
Well, you're one of the most fun people to plan a shower for, I will say, because, I don't know, we knew you'd get excited. And then we actually didn't mean to plan it on Callie's first day of school.
Oh, man.
So we were like, everyone was like, did you know that that was Callie's first? I'm like, no. We didn't know it, and so part of us were like, wait, so she's just getting Callie home from her first day of school, and we'd be like, surprise, you're coming with us! And so, anyway.
Well, and it was kind of a good cover, though, because Jen showing up on a day where I was emotional, like, actually kind of worked. I wouldn't put it past her. Like, I knew this was an emotional day for you.
Jen is a really intentional friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
You may know her from the episode about intentional friendships.
Jen is an intentional friend. We'll have her on to talk about it.
So anyway, I just wanted to publicly praise Shaylee and Michelle, Jen, Mara, everyone else who was involved there. Yes. You guys were wonderful. And I was going to say, you guys even talked about all of the possible themes, and I felt so loved because they all sounded so amazing.
Vegas, karaoke, Branson.
And then I thought, yes, all of those things. Okay, so that was my first little shout out to Shaylee Murphy. Shaylee, if you're listening, I love you.
Thank you. I am listening.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening. I'm here.
Okay. So another update, life update. I'm 35 weeks pregnant. I'm feeling 35 weeks pregnant.
Looking, I would say 31 weeks pregnant.
Oh, ooh. I don't believe you. I'm finding it hard to breathe. I'm like, I feel like I'm like, Jared and I went on a hike not too long ago and like 1 foot into it, I was like, just so you know, it's a lung capacity issue. Like, there's just less room in my lungs, so you're going to hear a lot of breathing. He's like, do you think I'm judging you? You're about to hike up a mountain. You're
carrying like, my child.
Like you're good. It's cool. but I do feel like I'm sitting a lot more and breathing a lot heavier. And I don't know. Mm. I've mentioned the swelling and things to my doctors, and she's like, well, you are 31 now.
I'm Which
like,
is terrible.
What does that mean?
I can't get over you saying that your doctor said to you, well, you are 31 now. I'm like, hey.
I think it's because I'm comparing it to, like, you know, I don't know.
How
I
old
was
were
pregnant
you when you had the first
7
baby?
Years ago. So.
Okay, 7? Yeah.
Callie's 7.
School.
So I was 8 years ago that I was pregnant. But anyway, so yeah, guys, I'm feeling it. I feel like my body's ready to not be pregnant anymore, but I still haven't mentally been like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Newborn.
Your body gets a relief, kind of.
Yeah.
So. You can breathe more. There's just the sleeping stops.
Yeah. Word. Okay. So, is that good? Any pregnancy questions? We good on that?
Pregnancy questions? I'm currently not pregnant. Yep. That's my big update. and I still have one.
All right. Cool. Cool.
One. Yeah.
Hormones are fun. You know what is fun?
You know what's fun?
You know what's fun?
Let me tell you about hormones.
Try to have a hormonal pregnant third trimester, middle of August lady send her first child to school for the first time when you've never sent her anywhere ever.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good recipe.
That sounds
I kept
good.
Saying... at least I'm going to work through this before the newborn. Like, if I had just had a newborn and then she had a first day of school, that would have been worse. Mm-hmm. So there's a nice little buffer, 5-week buffer of, oh, okay, we got this new thing down. But yeah, Callie went to school, guys. She went to school.
Describe the first day for me. I just want to hear you brag on the shower again.
Well.
I'm just kidding.
Leave that was great. If you've never listened to another episode, I had a freak out about a year ago about putting my child in school, and a bunch of my very amazing friends homeschooled, and I feel like it was great, and I'm happy that I got that experience. But when I realized I was pregnant with this baby, I just couldn't see it happening this year. I couldn't see myself giving it the attention it needed. And I also feel like a lot of people who are super motivated to homeschool, a lot of people I talked to had public schooled at some point, so they had that frame of reference, and they could really make like a wise decision of like, well, this is what life was like with that, and now I know for sure I want life to be like this. And I kind of, I don't know, I feel like I wanted to give it a shot. First day, I was like going, no, it's just for this year, so I'll probably just change my mind. And I feel like I was like already like quitting. It's like, it's just for this week. It's just for this day.
Don't look at the second grade teachers. Don't make eye contact.
But really, truly, I think it's going to be good. I mean, to be honest, I kind of thought Callie was going to be like made for school, and she's so social that I thought she was going to be like, bye. And every day like, oh man, it's the weekend. Mm-hmm. I miss my friends or whatever. And maybe we'll get there. It's not been that long. And I thought that I would be like at home being like miserable, but really the day goes so fast. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's so fast. And it has all this built-in structure now where it's like, I've got this quality time with Emerson from this time to this time. I got this quality time for Nora, you know, with Nora, who I feel like when Callie was almost like, what's that you say? You guys have any words? I can't hear you because my ringleader is here kind of calling all the shots, which is very fun. But it's funny when she goes away that they kind of step up and have all these ideas. And it's been cool. I feel like I'm getting to know them in a different way.
I saw your little story with Emerson. And I was like, he said three words ever.
He says lots of words now. Mm-hmm. But Callie, unfortunately, she's not on board yet. She's like, the day is so long.
It's long.
I have to go like every day.
You're like the most fun mom ever. And then now she's like, wait, so you guys are just going to go have fun adventures and I'm going back?
I'm just
going
to go and sit and listen. And anyway, three times she's had her seat moved.
For talking?
I'm pretty sure.
Like, that's okay. My mom has a podcast.
Yeah. You're only ever getting like what you think your kid has interpreted. So it's like, I try to take everything with a grain of salt, but I'm like, what was happening right before you got moved? And she's like, nothing. I have no idea. She was like in tears. No. She was like devastated because it was the third day of school and she had sat by her best friend, quote unquote, friend she'd known for 3 days.
Right, right.
Best friend ever. And now she sits way across. I can't even see the TV. What, are we watching Magic School Bus? Who's to say? I can't see it. Oh, boy. I'm the farthest away from the rug now. I was on team one, now I'm on team six. And team six goes last for everything. I'm like, oh. And she was like bawling. And then I started bawling because I'm pregnant. But anyway, and then she got moved a couple days later.
When they get moved, it's like a disciplinary.
Well, and then I'm thinking, is it because, do you think, like, if it was your best friend, do you think possibly you were talking to her?
Like, why was she your best friend? You guys aren't allowed to talk about.
Maybe. I'm like, yeah, okay. Anyway, so it's going to be, I think it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
It is going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. It was a very emotional first couple days, but a part of that has to do with pregnancy, and part of it has to do with Callie was being emotional. So I was just like, what happened? Tell mommy everything. And now she's kind of figuring it out. So one thing it does provide, though, is awesome routine. And I am someone who thrives under structure and routine. So I'm kind of digging that part. Like, I feel like we kind of talked in a previous episode about, like, finding ways to anchor your day. I'm like, well, man, my day is anchored.
The whole year is anchored.
The whole year is anchored. So it's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of nice. It's kind of working for my personality type. And I weirdly kind of geek out on, like, the making sure the papers are signed and the lunches
PTA
are
prez?
Packed.
Are you PTA prez yet?
Not yet, but you never know. Mm-hmm. You never know. Anyway, so it's going to be good. And then Emerson started preschool. My little, who I thought was introverted, it maybe is, but I don't know. He loves it. When I pick him up, he's like, "Ah." I'm like, really? Okay, all right.
He's like, there's other boys here.
Yeah, I know, yeah, right.
You play cars?
So I would have guessed my little free spirit would have been, like, obsessed with school, Callie, and then I thought my little shy buddy would have been, like, dreading it, and it's been totally the opposite, so we'll see if that changes at some point. But
so do you feel like your number four coming is, like, more manageable, even though it's been hard with the public school and the preschool transition this year? Do you think it makes you more like, this makes room for
totally
a newborn?
Yeah, it was totally a capacity move. I feel like before, I was like, I technically could shove in homeschooling. I could shove it into this tiny crack that I have available just to see if I break. And then
see if I survive it.
Yeah. And I did And it felt like I was operating at 100% capacity 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. And then I found out I was pregnant and I was like, oh, this isn't even like for someone who factors in emotions very heavily.
Right.
This isn't even an emotional decision. This is like a math equation. Like
this one plus one.
Yes. Equals too much. And so newborn equals, I cannot homeschool next year. I'm so sorry. I mean, I could homeschool very poorly.
Right.
But one thing too, I will say, I don't regret homeschooling last year because you never really know how that weight is going to feel. Like, I felt it. Like, when we were at home during the hours that I knew school was in session, it felt different. It felt different than a weekend, or it felt different than, I don't know, whatever. And I think I'm like...
I am responsible.
I am responsible. And if you're struggling in this area, there's no one to blame. And so it's very strange to feel that 100%. And then for now her to bring home these worksheets that she's completed and me go, huh.
Good job, hun.
Wow. I did not facilitate that. That's weird. It feels so light. And then what's funny too is Callie doesn't get homework, but Emerson does.
Oh.
I'm trying to solve that one for me. But there's been like a project a week we're supposed to work on. And
I'm paying you to do that.
That's true. I am paying for
this. For me.
But when you were the homeschool person who was coming up with all the projects and doing it all the time, I don't know, it's just such a perspective, because I can imagine a mom who's never done any of it I can imagine them kind of being like, one, we got to get that one thing done.
I know.
You're
like, try coming up and with I'm the like, one thing and getting yeah, like eight of them done.
And I'm like, only one thing? Let's go all out. Let's use mixed materials. Let's, you know, like, it's fun. And it's fun that I didn't have to come up with it. It feels like art class again.
Well, that's good.
It's been really good. And he's cute. Like, he had to draw a picture of his family today. Oh. And he decided to make them all cyclopses with one googly eye. And he just thought it was hilarious. And I was like, you go, buddy. You go.
You go.
Okay. That was a dumb mom story.
Cyclops.
He goes, we're the one-eyed family. Love it. But anyway, so since I have been a mother of a school-aged child for all but 1 week now.
It's been more than 1 week.
Like two. I was just going to throw out just literally the lightest handful of tips.
It's because this is our back-to-school episode.
Trapper Keepers. Yes. So okay,
hit us with your tips.
Number one life hack. Mm-hmm. On Sunday night, I've been making the lunches for the entire week.
Okay, what do you make?
How do I do this?
Opal's Mother's Day Out is peanut free.
Oh, nice.
And I feel like that takes off like 90% of her food.
Yeah.
Not really, but like she can have like Lars
bars.
She only
eats peanuts.
Well, she can't have, she likes the Lars bar. Lara's bar.
Yeah, of course she does, because they're a dollar each.
Right. I'm like, you're munching those down pretty fast there, Opes.
I've never heard you call her Opes, and I'm so on board.
And sometimes when I trip, I'm like, Opes.
Opes.
I'm just kidding. But that, and then, like peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, well, I kind of decided I'm not going to be a fool who pays over a dollar for a Lunchable. I'm going to get myself those divided Ziploc Gladware things, and I'm gonna make my own Lunchables, because I've got a cookie cutter. I can just like cut some, like a stack of turkey into like some hearts and throw them in some things and put some like
hearts. I just cut them in little squares.
Well, that's fine too if you don't love your kid.
Hearts. I love you. Oops.
Oops. And then I can throw some crackers in another hole and some cheese in another hole, and then I can add a fun size chocolate bar to each one, and I can make 5 of those at once and have them stacking in my fridge and then throw one in a backpack each day. And then when I got done making them, I was like, what are the odds that this also costs exactly what a Lunchable
did you add it up?
I didn't do the math, but I figured, but it's antibiotic free turkey and it's heart shaped.
Or then you get all like 14 done and you freeze half of them, and Callie walks in and goes, I don't like those.
Well, you know, that we are struggling with like, oh, what? I see you didn't eat the cheese for 3 days in a row. Should I not put that in there anymore? But anyway, we're learning. But I liked the idea of having at least all 5 ready and not having to like each morning be like, wait a minute.
What can I throw in there?
Yeah, so that's
working.
That's
working. Lunchables. cookie cutters for the meat and cheese.
Yeah, or just, you know, even if it's like, I've seen people make like a peanut butter and jelly and freeze them. Ooh. And then you just like grab them the night before and they unthaw. Ooh, I know, kind of like an Uncrustable.
Soggy?
No, you know what someone said?
What?
Oh, this is getting real detailed.
Makes it better?
If you guys want...
Yeah, no,
if you
tell
want
me.
Detailed PB&J life hacks. They said if you put peanut butter on both sides and then jelly in the middle,
it acts like as vacuum oil. Packs out.
Yep.
It's or like not. A Seals.
Oil barrier or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, cool. And it worked. I tried it a couple of days. Anyway. And one thing too, as I was going to say, every day the backpack comes home. Mm-hmm. And it's got stuff in it. Mm-hmm. And we learned pretty quickly, if you don't have a spot for that to all the paperwork to go into, it's going to pile up really quickly. And so I went ahead and got myself a little filing station. I was very inspired by our admin task to-do list.
Hold on. I'm interjecting here.
Okay.
I was getting all these texts from Katie, and I was reading all of them but not responding. And then my mom was like, who is texting you? I was like, Katie, but she's not expecting a response, and she knows that I'm busy. Or I think it was on a work trip. Anyway, and it was so funny. It was like pictures of files. It was after
our
big like admin organization one. She was like nesting hormones plus organizational series.
You have no
series.
Idea.
She was killing it.
Guys, I can't stop. And Shaylee gets all my pictures because she just has to.
And then I have to tell her, like, share it on the story.
Yeah, you have to remind
her. And then she'll, like, post one. Yeah, I'll be like, this is what other people would want to see, too. Like, I
no,
do.
No, it's just you. And you don't get a choice. I've recently made over my medicine cabinet categorized by ailments. So, just so you know.
Ailments.
Allergy, you say? Let me consult.
Is it like more scratchy throat or more like nasally mucus?
Because I have both. And they're not expired. I checked. Okay, so the papers.
Papers.
I've learned that usually what happens is completed schoolwork or school information.
Yeah.
So I think as long as you have a file for both of those, it's all good. Like you at least have somewhere for it to go. And I'm not saying the papers won't ever be a pile, but... if you can get to the pile and know where they go, that's always nice rather than just like, I don't even.
Or if you're looking for something, you're not like, it wasn't a pile in the corner of the kitchen cabinet,
exactly.
But then my husband cleaned up and he moved those into a drawer and now I have no idea where any of them are.
So we have a file for school info. We have a file for Callie's completed schoolwork and a file for Emerson's completed schoolwork. And it's been nice. It's
cool.
Been good to consult.
What else you got?
The other thing I was going to say is I have decided to pick up my daughter after school.
Traffic lines.
We live, just to give y'all some perspective.
Nice little twang in the voice.
We live 18 minutes from the school.
You do?
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be really close because Marshfield's like not a huge town.
Yeah, but there's a lot of farms between here and there, aren't there? The school line takes about 30 minutes to get through, and then it takes another. So it takes about an hour round trip to get Callie from school.
Why don't you
just put her on the bus? Well, we are the last stop if she were to ride the bus. So right now, for example, I can get her back home by like 3:35. Mm-hmm. The bus gets in front of our house at like 4:15.
4:15.
And school lets out at like 3:15. So she would be on the bus for an hour. And I'm just not feeling it.
And the 18-minute drive on the way home is still with the family.
Yeah, it's chatty time.
And she's in first grade.
And
I feel
she's
like
in first
you're
grade.
Not... Yeah. I feel like third grade, fourth grade is when it's kind of like...
Yeah.
Maybe you can walk out to that corner in the cold and wait for the bus.
But for whatever reason, I feel like every mom has like... their whatever things.
that they cling to?
They're things that they cling to, but like that for whatever reason was like a thing of mine. Like, I want to be the one to pick her up from school.
I'll put her in school, but she will not ride the bus.
Yeah, or just if it was a short bus ride, maybe that'd be different, but like, I don't, I like the I like that, like, whatever just happened is fresh in her mind, and then she sees us, and we're all sitting, and we're excited, and we cheer, and she gets in, and it's exciting. And then, I was going to say, one thing that I've saved from homeschooling that I'm not willing to part with, and you probably heard me say this on previous episodes, but when she comes home, we have tea time.
Tea time.
And this used to be a tradition when we would do, like, our read-aloud time. We would make tea, and we'd read Little House on the Prairie, and we read all of them, by the way, and we went and saw Laura's house. Which is close by. No big deal.
Another fun fact.
Shout out Mansfield. And so tea time is our after school tradition. And we have been sampling all these different sample packs and writing whether we like the tea or not. Spoiler, most of us don't like any of them. So maybe we don't even like tea. I don't know. It's more of the ritual.
That's like me and fish tacos. Like the fourth time they're like, you really got to try the fish tacos. They're amazing. And then like I order them and I was like, everyone's raving about the fish tacos in like the sixth restaurant. I was like, maybe I don't like fish tacos. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're great.
Oh, I love fish tacos. Do you love tea?
I don't.
You'd prefer coffee?
I like coffee.
And then most days I'm like, should we just do coffee? We all like coffee. I don't know.
You're like, they're children.
Yeah. Anyway, so, but it's the fruity stuff and they add sugar and it's all fun, but yeah. It's more just the time.
Yeah.
And so for whatever reason, that is like something that I'm clinging to right now, which is the feeling of going to get her and then having this like 1 hour, we're all sitting around the table, either listening to an audiobook or I read another chapter.
That's sweet.
And like that. Dad's not home yet, so it still feels kind of like, I don't know. It feels special.
Yeah.
It feels like a remnant of our past life.
You're allowed to still do fun stuff with your family, even if you're not homeschooling.
Right.
That's just like an extra fun thing.
Yeah, it's true. I was going to tell you this too.
Yeah.
One thing I was worried about, which was very real the first week. I was worried that I was going to be like a clingy smotherer when Callie was home. Like, every minute that you're home has to be extremely special. Everything special. Which, by the way, if someone's like following you around saying, this needs to be special, it immediately sucks anything fun or natural around. And I could feel myself doing it. I think part of it, honestly, is like this weird hormone thing. Like, really weird. And anyway, and so it was like the very first Saturday after she started school, and I could feel myself, like, I feel like I teared up a little bit where Jared's like, well, I think we need blah, blah, blah. I'm going to run out and do some chores, or I'm going to run out and fix the blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, but this is like our only day. It's our only day and Callie's home, and that's not special. And that's not, and he's like, I mean, we still have to live. Like, we still
have to. It's also my only day to get this done, right? Because I work.
Because I work. I know, it's true. And, anyway, and so I feel like I was like, this is really silly and this is a really weird reaction. And so I'm going to just like shut it down and just be normal. And if she wants to like watch TV for a couple hours, right, like I should let her. And so anyway, the very cute thing happened. It was very sweet. She was watching a movie and then I went into the kitchen and I was like, hey, Cal, I think I'm going to make some cookies and do you want to help me or not? And she goes, yeah, I do. And she goes, I was thinking about, I didn't want to miss the movie, but I can watch a movie anytime. And baking with you is pretty special. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then so we made cookies and it was really fun and it was great. And then after that, she brought me a book and was like, can you read a couple more chapters? Mm. And so I was like, look what happens when you don't put the pressure on. Like, good things happen and you don't have to be like,
stuff is special.
This is your only day. Don't you want to bake with me? Your only day, why don't you let me read? So anyway, I feel like I am adjusting and you guys, you can roll your eyes, but crazy pregnant lady. Crazy pregnant lady.
Well, we've had a few people ask about your update and how the pregnancy was going and how your life was going, and I feel like that we've never talked about it to where someone could be listening every week and then all of a sudden we're like, Katie has a baby, and they're like, wait, what? We didn't even,
I'm having a baby. She's having a human.
It's a cyclops.
He did put a tiny one eye on my belly. He's awesome.
Oh, I love that. I'm so excited, and I know that the listeners are really excited for you. So,
thank you, listeners. Thank you, Shaylee.
We'll be updating with a bunch of pictures. Katie is taking some time off, but if you haven't figured it out yet, and you're a loyal listener, we posted about it. But on the last week of the month, on that Tuesday, we're skipping for a little bit through Katie's maternity leave so that we don't have to take a long break.
It's like a leave that's been chopped up and sprinkled.
It's like a chopped leaf.
Yes.
Leave.
Leave.
Leave. Maternity leave. It's Katie's maternity leave that's trickle. It's a trickle-down maternity leave.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll call it that.
We miss you, though, on those days. It feels very naked. I feel like I don't know what to do. Like, it's a Tuesday and nothing's happening. We're not posting anything.
Why do I feel... What is this feeling? Relax?
My boss is just... No, it's not a relaxed feeling. My boss is on me.
Oh, man.
My brain. Anyway.
I don't think you take enough naps.
I wish I could take naps. My mom will have Opal, like, a full day. Like, she had her a full day today. And I got home and she's like, was it a good day? Like, kind of like, I had your child, so like... Whew, you must have had like a really calm, relaxing day. And I'm like, no, because I'm fitting like 1,200 things into this. It's like everything. You were talking about the pressure for something special.
Right.
That's my pressure cooker of like, I got 9 bids I got to get at. I got to answer all these things. And I got to, you know, do every. I just have a never-ending list that.
Yes.
That could always fill all of my spare time.
Yeah.
So.
It's. Pressure's really
not to be depressing. But you're going to be great. You're going to have another baby. You're gonna have it sleeping through the night.
Oh, yeah. That's happening.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I don't know if she's gonna sleep through the night, but I am.
Let's just say someone's gonna be sleeping through the night.
And I'm gonna be sleeping on my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right? High five, listeners.
High five, stomach sleepers.
I'm gonna bend over and grab stuff that I drop.
I'm going to see if my legs need to be shaved.
Because they might at this point.
Who cares?
I haven't seen him in months.
Who cares?
No, it's going to be.
Oh, well, thanks for updating us and giving us some cool practical tips.
Okay. Any routines for your Mother's Day Out program?
I just drive there. And then she says, no Mother's Day Out. No Mother's Day Out.
Abandonment.
And then,
is that her first word?
Yeah. Yeah. She says obey. I make her say obey to me when she's not obeying. Not for Mother's Day Out. So anyway, so we walked in and she was fine. And when she runs, she goes, Opal running. So she ran in and I thought, well, this is good. And then I packed her peanut-free lunch. Nut-free. And then she started kind of like whining a little bit whenever I get her in there. And then I start feeling really bad. And then I think, 4 hours a week. You're in Mother's Day Out 4 hours
yeah,
a week.
Yeah, come on.
And all the time outside of that, you're with a relative or your mommy and daddy in the exact same house. And so
right.
It makes me feel not as bad. I'm kind of like, those 4 hours are what's allowed me to be with you the rest of the time.
Right. It's an investment.
Yeah, but no, she likes it. I mean, she plays and they said she didn't eat a lot of her lunch because she was so like fascinated by other children.
Uh-huh.
She's probably talking. She probably got moved. Anyway.
That's her future.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, I do everything the night before. I pick up her outfit and do her lunch and get her a little backpack ready.
Because
it's hard to get a kid somewhere by 9 a.m. It's hard to get one kid 5 minutes from your house by 9 a.m.
What? What?
That's where I am.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, more to come. More to come.
Okay, so our segment tonight.
What Katie's witnessed in the car line. That's what I
so much
what I want to know.
Car line time.
Have you been honked at?
No. But the first week, the car line kind of ripples down the street and several streets, like several blocks of just cars, it's a residential area, so some people just keep on pulling up and they block some people's driveways.
Oh.
And so now there's signs everywhere that are like, "Don't block our driveway." And I did witness. I felt bad.
Oh, no.
I did witness the person in front of me who was blocking a driveway. The house owner came over and asked them to leave. So they had to leave and then go to the end of the car line. I was like, ooh, they've already been here for like 20 minutes.
Talk me through this car line because they couldn't have just waited 30 seconds and it scooched up. How slow is it?
Right. Well, okay. So if school lets out at 3:15, it doesn't move until then. So I get there at 2:45.
Everyone gets in line. Wait, you get in line 30 minutes before even the
kids are out. You're going to wait 30 minutes regardless. You have to think about it. Do you want to wait 30 minutes before it releases or wait 30 minutes after it releases? And let me tell you why I choose before.
Okay.
Not only does Callie have to wait less, but you get to be in a parked car line, which means you can read a book. If you're in the moving car line, then you're just gradually shifting for 30 minutes.
So what's a parked car line versus moving car line?
Because
if I know, you're guys, riveting stuff.
Guys, this is important.
Wait, Katie's more awake than she's been this whole time.
The car line.
Wait, why is one? Are they two different car lines?
No, it's the same car line. Okay. What I'm telling you is your experience is different because nothing moves until the kids are released because there's nothing to move.
Right.
So if you're there for 30 minutes before 3:15, mm-hmm. then you're just sitting still.
Oh, got it.
But you're
got
at the front of the car line.
You're sitting and nothing happens until nothing's the kids are released until and then the you bell get rings. Your kid quick. If the other one happens, you're trickling closer you're and trickling closer for 30 minutes.
The entire. So if you show up right when kids are released, 3:15, you're trickling until 3:45 and you're just like going break.
Got
and
it.
You can't text. You can't Instagram. No. You can't words with friends. Shout out Anna.
Anna?
You're really good.
She words with friends, Anna?
Yeah, she's really good at it.
I would never word with friends, Anna. Can we just talk about that right now?
She just played an X on an O, as in the word ox, and she got like 5,000 points.
Anna's a writer.
For an X.
Yeah, Anna's a writer.
She knows where to put that X.
She
does a 12-point word on a triple word score.
She does like
equals 5,000.
She's copywriting.
Yeah,
you need to play words with friends with me, and you'll feel like a genius.
Okay, I'm gonna start one with you right now.
Okay, no, okay,
guys, we gotta go.
No, okay, we gotta play.
No, but
this
really.
Segment will be called Shaylee and Katie silently play words with friends. Ox, yes.
Yes, I have like four E's 100% of the time. I never know what to do with them.
We're breaking down the car line.
Yeah, no, that's really what I've been doing in the car line.
Oh, words with me.
Yes, totally.
Okay, that's another thing. That's what you've noticed.
But it's also a good time to answer emails. I called my mom a couple different times. Very cute.
What do your kids do in the back?
I let them unbuckle, and then they like think it's hilarious and fun to like go hide under seats and whatnot.
They entertain each other.
Because you know why? Because I'm in the parked car line.
Car line. That sounds safe.
Country life, living far from the school, though, man. I'm feeling it.
Country life, living in public school.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's a big old massive update.
Was that called Shaylee and Katie have a private conversation?
This episode is actually just a phone call that we're having. It's not even an episode. We're just going to have a phone call conversation. This is a warning. This is a public service announcement. The episode you're about to hear. Is it private phone call recording conversation?
Listen, I haven't seen Shaylee in a while, and I just need to catch up.
Neither party knew they were being recorded, even if they're speaking directly at you, audience. They didn't know they were being recorded. This is your warning.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking. Everybody, officially, it is 1 week before Katie's date that Sadie's coming into the world, and
yes.
I felt like... You're feeling a little different than you were when we
Why?
Recorded
What's
your
my face
pregnancy
look like?
Update. Looks like you're going to have a baby in a week, a fourth child. So I just wanted to tag this on to the end of our last update that was recorded a month ago and get your feelings.
Yeah.
And update of where you're at now.
I'll just tell you how my evening was spent last night.
Tell me how your evening was spent.
It's not even evening. It was like 3 a.m.
Okay.
I thought I was in labor mm-hmm. because I felt like no one should be feeling the things that I was feeling and survive them. And I don't know. I just felt really weird. So I was like, I don't know what I need to do. I guess I need to walk, but I don't know where to walk because we just like live in the country. And Jared's like, let's go walk outside. So at 3 a.m. last night, we walked in the field.
So 3 a.m. this morning.
This morning.
We walked in the field.
We walked in our field. We walked to our neighbor's fence, which has horses, and back a couple times. And then I just kept thinking, I don't want to give birth in a field.
I know. I was like, you could be like that wild and whatever, the people who have babies out in the wilderness.
Yeah. So I've decided it's just a no-win situation because at 3 a.m., if you're wrong on either way, if you're in labor and you don't go in and you give birth at home on accident, that's embarrassing. But if you are in labor...
Everyone's like, home birth, and you're like, not by choice.
Not by choice. And then if you're not in labor, and you, like, think you are, and you, like, call the mother-in-law in at 3 a.m. to go watch your kids, and you get to the hospital, and they're like, no, what are you talking about, you weirdo? Also, this is my fourth kid!
It's your fourth kid, but you've never gone into labor before. You've
always
been induced.
I've never gone into labor. I've always been induced. So anyway...
Well, thanks for the update. Any other last mind brain things?
Callie's enjoying school. I wanted to make sure you guys know that. 5 weeks ago, I was kind of nervous, and now she's enjoying school.
Good.
So
of course. She's
what
a
difference 5 weeks makes, really.
I'm excited. Congratulations, Katie.
Oh, thanks.
I just got real.
Here she is.
Ah! Take her out. I want to see her.
I have learned quickly that you should pick out your outfit the night before, because if you pick it out right before you're supposed to leave and your daughter throws a fit, mm-hmm. it's a problem.
Then she goes in pajamas and camo stuff.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and our favorite spot of all, an iTunes review. Also, feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. Seriously. We love you.
Okay, I'm going to do a little call to action for our listeners. If you're listening, which you are, because... everyone who's hearing this is listening. Unless you stop paying attention. If you're listening, if you're paying attention, email Katie a little word of encouragement on shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. And then she can read them when she's on maternity leave and she'll be all hormonal and teary.
That's cute.
Yeah, do it. And then I'll read them all.
Make some of them inappropriate and read them during delivery.
If you make her laugh, we might read it on the air.
Oh my gosh, that would be a fun game. Please do.